Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Amri Yehuda Marav, Avodah Zarah She'ovdin Oysa B'makal. If an Avodah Zarah is worshipped with a stick, that way Rashi explains, other Rishonim explain, that they shake the stick, bang the stick in front of the Avodah Zarah. And now somebody broke a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, Chayiv. And the way most Rishonim explain this halacha is because since the stick is used for this Avodah Zarah, so even though the stick is not broken, that's not the way they worship the Avodah Zarah, by breaking the stick. As we just said, the way they worship the Avodah Zarah is by shaking the stick. But you have here a stick, which is used for this Avodah Zarah, and you broke it. And as we're going to learn in a moment, breaking it is like shechita, is like slaughtering an animal. So we have here the thing that's used for this Avodah Zarah, with an Avodah that's done in the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem, the Avodah of shechita. And therefore, it will be chayiv. You'll be chayiv. However, zorak makal b'fenha, if you throw a stick in front of it, potter. Because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, this is not really considered an act of zvicha, of zrika, the Gemara is going to explain. So since this is not considered an act of zrika, so even though this Avodah Zarah is worshipped, even though this Avodah Zarah is worshipped with a stick, and we said that whenever it's something which is an Avodah Panim, you're going to be chayiv, but this is not considered an Avodah Panim because this is not considered an act of zrika. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. There are other Rishonim that have different approaches, and they want to say that if you do something which is Kein avodas pnim, if you do anything which is like worshipping in the Beis HaMikdash, even if you use something which is not used for this Avodah Zarah, you're going to be chayiv. But again, as we said, we're going to be learning our sugya like Rashi. Amalei Baile Rava, Maishna, why when you broke the stick, Maishna Shavar, the Havalei Kein Zvicha, as we explained, when you break the stick, it's like doing an act of shechita. So ask the Gemara, and therefore, since shechita is what's done in the Beis HaMikdash, so that's why you chayiv. So if that's the case, so when you throw the stick, zorak nami le'kaven zrika, throwing the stick should be like the avoid of zrika, which took place, of course, often when they brought a carbon. Amalei, to which the response was, be'inan zrika mishtaberes. In order for it to be considered an act of zrika, it has to be a zrika where something splatters, like when we throw blood. And when you break a stick, veleka, that's not that type of zrika. Esrei asked the Gemara, the Braisa says, Sofas lo tzoya, if somebody fed the Avodah Zarah waste, or shenosach lefanei avit, or they threw in front of it, or they threw in front of it a urinal, avichame reglayim, a urinal. For the record, Rashi tells us that in those times that the receptacle for waste was called a graph, as we often have the wording graph sharei, and then the receptacle for a urinal was called an abit. So says the Gemara, if you threw these in front of an Avodah Zarah, in this case, you're going to be chayiv. Even though this is not the way, going back to Rashi's pshat, this is not the way this Avodah Zarah is typically worshipped. However, this is something that is done in the Beis HaMikdash, shrika, and yechayiv. So says the Gemara, Bishlama bishamei reglayim. So we said in order to be chayiv, it has to be Hazrika Hamishtaberis. So explains the Gemara, Bishlama Bishlama Reglayim, when we speak about pouring urine. So there we could understand that we have here Ika Zrika Mishtaberis, we have a Zrika that scatters, because it's the urine, and it's similar to blood. El Tzoya, my Zrika Mishtaberis Ika. Where do we have Zrika Mishtaberis by Tzoya, that we should say it's similar to the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash? Answers the Gemara, we're speaking about Tzoya Lachab, liquid waste, which is again Zrika Mishtaberis. Says the Gemara, this halacha that we began our shiur today with, that any avoida which is similar to shchita, even is going to be chayiv lemeka tanoi, suggests the Gemara should be machlokus tanoim. Shachalo chogav, the Brisa speaks about a case where somebody shechted a grasshopper. Yehuda mechayiv. Yehuda says that yechayiv when you shecht a grasshopper for avodah zarah, and even though that's not the way this avodah zarah is normally worshipped, the chum patrim, the chum say you're not chayiv. Suggest the Gemara, my lab hakamufki. What is the machlokes? The mass sover, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, I'm meaning kein zvicha, that whatever it's something similar, and therefore, since as we've been learning, killing shechting animals, of course, was done in the Beis HaMikdash, and since shechting animals was done in the Beis HaMikdash, shechting a chagov will also be considered that type of avoid, and you'll be chayiv. Umasover, and the Chum's opinion is la'im rinik ein zvicha ela ein pnim. It has to be something that was actually done in the Beis HaMikdash, and of course, they did not shecht grasshoppers in the Beis HaMikdash. And according to this approach, going back to how we began today's shiur, if somebody will break a stick in front of Avodah Zarah, he wouldn't be chayiv either, because they didn't break sticks in the Beis HaMikdash. So, and also, that's not the way this Avodah Zarah is worshipped, as we began the shiur, by breaking sticks. Says the Marloi, the Kol Alma, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum will agree, Loim Rinin Kein Zvicha, Vida Ela Kein Pnim Beinan. Everybody will say it has to be similar to what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And the fact that it's somewhat similar, that you're breaking a stick, you're killing an animal, it's not good enough to be chayiv. Well, here the issue is Vishani Chaga, because here we're speaking about a grasshopper. Since the neck of a grasshopper is similar to the neck of an animal, so even though it's a grasshopper, and even though it's not the way the Avodah Zarah is worshipped, but it is technically considered an act of shechita. And since it's considered an act of shechita, that's enough to be chayiv. And therefore, the same halacha, explains Rashi, would be in a case where you shechted an animal for Avodah Zarah, but it's an animal that cannot be that's not used for a carbon, a non-kosher animal, or a chaya, which is never brought for a carbon. But there, the act of shechita is a real act of shechita, and that will be the case, and that's where the question will come up. That's where we have the issue. But in a case where it's just breaking a stick, which is not a shechita at all, nobody would say it's chayiv. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Hu, Amrav, Avar Tzuchom Sh'avdunayis V'makal. But now the Gemara goes back to what we discussed. If somebody broke a stick in front of Avodah Zarah, Shava Makal Fanev, if somebody broke a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, the Neseris, that the stick that was brought, that was broken, is considered Takruvus Avodah Zarah, and Takruvus Avodah Zarah is also Zarak Makal Fanev, Chayiv v'naseres, and it becomes aser. Zorak makel for now, but somebody threw the stick in front of this avodah zarah chayiv, but ve'en naseres, the stick doesn't become permanently aser. So ask the Gemara immediately, Amalei Rava l'Rav Nachman, Maishna Shava, why do we say that when you broke the stick, it's considered, it's yicha'ayaser, davalei ke'en zricha, So ask the Gemara, Zrika is throwing the stick, Shabiavka Zrika. So again, answers the Gemara, Amalei, to which she responded, being in Zrika, Hamashtaberis, it has to have a Zrika that looks like the Zrika that took place in the base of Mikdash, like when they did Zrika Sadam. And this, a stick, is not like dam. A stick is not like blood. Elamata asked the Gemara that if you threw something in front of a Dezoros, unless it's a Zrika HaMishtaberes, you're not Chayiv. So Avni B'meis Makulis, as we've been discussing, the way that Makulis was worshipped is that they threw stones in front of it. B'may Yasru, it's not, again, it's not a Zrika HaMishtaberes. So, and we're learning now that in order to be Chayiv, it has to be Azrika Mishtaberes, Amalei, to which Rav Nachman said to Rava, Afla Didi Kashli, I had the very same question. V'shalta l'rabba bar avua, rabba bavua l'chi barav l'rav, v'amalei nasak m'gadol avaris k'chovim. When somebody throws stones at the Makulis, he's actually constructing an avodah zarah. Because the way the Makulis was worshipped and the way that Avodah Zarah was constructed was by adding stones to the Avodah Zarah. So indeed, the Gemara is learning now, it wouldn't be Osir because of Takruvus Avodah Zarah, because in order to be Takruvus Avodah Zarah, you have to have a Zrika Mishtaberes, and this is not a Zrika Mishtaberes, but here it becomes part of the Avodah Zarah. And that's why it's Neseres, because it became part of the Avodah Zarah. But in the case of where you throw a stick at the Avodah Zarah, that stick isn't becoming part of the Avodah Zarah. So the reason we want it to be Osir is because of Takruvus Avodah Zarah, and it cannot be considered Takruvus Avodah Zarah because it's not a Zrika Mishtaberes. Says the Gemara, Hanich l'man da'amar, Avodah Zkacham, Slev Dekav Masur Miyad. We're going to have a machlokes on Amud Beis, machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. At what point does an Avodah Zarah become an Avodah Zarah? So if we say that as soon as it's designated and made part of the Avodah Zarah, it becomes an Avodah Zarah. So this halacha now is well understandable. The halacha does as soon as you throw the stone on the Makulis, so it becomes part of the Makulis. And since it becomes part of the Makulis, it's an Avodah Zarah, it's Osir. Even though it just was put there, it wasn't yet worshipped. Elamandam, according to Bishmol, that's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Elamandam, according to Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Achitavit, until it's actually worshipped. So just because you put the stone on the Makulis, Tishterei, the Lipochet has not been worshipped. Amalei, says the Gemara, when you throw a stone at the Makulis, kol achas v'achas, every stone that's thrown, Nasa avodes kechavim, it becomes itself an avodah zarah. But what also happens as you throw the stone at it, the takruvus lachaverta, it's considered that you worshipped the existing avodah zarahs, and therefore, since it was used in the process of worshipping, of the avodah zarah, so that point, that's the way this Avodah Zarah becomes worshipped, and therefore, that since, in the way I sort of Mefarshim explained, since this is the way this Avodah Zarah is worshipped, that's why it becomes Takruvus Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara if that's the case, if that's the case, because they become us because of the stone that's going to be thrown on top of it, the last stone that's thrown is not yet becoming Avodah Zarah because nothing was thrown on top of it. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, indeed, if you could identify which is the last stone, what I recommend to do is Shakla, that hasn't yet become an Avodah Zarah, it hasn't yet been worshipped, and it's not a problem. And therefore, it's chayiv. The Gemara, so we're learning now that in order to be considered Takruvas Avodah Zarah, it has to be something that's an Avodah that's done in the Beis HaMikdash. Tanan, we're going to learn again in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, Matz Barasha, if somebody found on the top of the Makulas, Ksus, clothing, Mos, money, Kalim, different vessels, Harayel Matarim, because they're not there to beautify the Avodah Zarah, and therefore they don't become part of the Avodah Zarah. However, if you found Parchilei Anovim, grapes, Atar Shel Shebolim, grain, Yenus, wine, Shmonim, oil, Saltos, B'kol Davash Yotz B'kar V'l Gav Mizbeach, or anything which is similar to that brought in the Mizbeach, Osir. Because that was put on top of, that was put on the top of the Avodah Zarah. It says, now, Bishlam Shmonim V'Saltos, when we speak about oil and flour, we could well understand this Gemara. We're learning it has to be similar to whatever was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So we know that they brought oil and wine by Nesachim. And it's also since they're liquids. So we've been saying throughout Ashir, you have to have a Zrika Mishtaberis. So by liquids, the oil and the wine, you will have Zrika Mishtaberis. But ask the Gemara, these are not the kind of things that are brought on the into the Beis HaMikdash. And it's not a Zrika Mishtaberis because they're solids, so they don't have a Zrika Mishtaberis. So the Rashba asks, but we bring, it is something that's done inside. We bring Bikurim and we bring grapes for Bikurim. So the Gemara is actually going to speak about that. And the Rashba explains that right now the Gemara is speaking about a case where they weren't specifically cut l'shem avodah zarah. And by Bikurim, when we bring the Bikurim that's cut and ultimately brought to the Beis HaMikdash are foods that are cut l'shem Bikurim. And therefore it's not dissimilar. Says the Gemara, Amarava Mamula, the Anovim and the Zmar, talking about Kabbalah Shabbat Matril Al-Kach, were cut originally for that purpose. And since they were cut for that purpose, they're like Bikurim, which are brought Bifnim. And since they're like Bikurim that are brought Bifnim, it's Ke'ein Pnim. And I saw the Rishayim ask, so how do we know? Yes, now we're saying that the only time grapes and grain will be an issue is if they were cut for that purpose. If they weren't cut for that purpose, they wouldn't be an issue. But how would we know why they were cut? And I sort of showed him answer, we can't, even if we don't know for sure, but a concept that we've been discussing many times in our shiurim, since we're speaking about a case of Avodah Zarah, so whenever we have a question about Avodah Zarah, we are machmer. Says the Gemara, Amar Avu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. How do we know if somebody shechs an animal which is a balmum for avodah zarah shupater? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk that says the iser of shechting an animal for avodah zarah, shenema the pasuk says zoveich lalehim yechram bilti l'ashem levadoi. The pasuk here is speaking about zoveich lalehim layasra tayra, and the Gemara says that what we're learning from here is that the only time we have a problem is when you shecht like Ke'ein Pnim, only like what you would have shecht did in the Beis HaMikdash. And of course we know that somebody who shechts an animal in the Beis HaMikdash, the animal may not be a Balmum. So the question that now comes up is, we spoke earlier in our shir about shechting a Chogov. If we're learning now that even if you shecht an animal which is a Balmum, since a balmum is never brought as a carbon, so it's not a violation of zaveich lalhim yechram bilti l'ashem levadoi, so a chagov should indeed also not be the same. So there are many rishonim that indeed suggest that this gemara certainly cannot be chayiv. If you're not chayiv for an animal which is balmum, you're not going to be chayiv for a chagav. Others, however, say that when we're talking about an animal, so the animal has to be similar to the type of animal that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, since it's a balmum, then you're not chayiv. But when we're speaking about a chagav, and we're going to have to say that this is, as we said when we learned the Gemara earlier, that this chagav that we're speaking about is the way this Avodah Zarah is worshipped, there the requirements that it has to be similar are much lesser. Havid by Rava. So Rava asked, B'mai, what is the mum we're speaking about? Ilayim v'bedukin shabayin, if we're going to say it's a cataract, hashtel b'nei nayach chazia, l'gavai b'bam adadu, the halach is that a b'nei nayach could bring an animal that's a cataract. It's not considered a b'mum. L'varis k'chavim b'bayi, so the halach is there a question that shechting an animal with a cataract should be a question that it's osur, that's not considered an avoidus p'nim, elam chus o'ever. We're speaking about an animal that's missing an organ, and as Rabbi Elazar taught us, Amar Rabbi Elazar b'nayin l'chus o'ever, how do we know that an animal that's missing an organ cannot be used by the B'nai Noach for a carbon? Shnemar, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach before the Mabel, Mikol Achai, Mikol Basa, Shnai, Mikol Tovel La'ateva, La'achas Itcha. Says the Gemara Amar Torah, the Torah said to Noach, Hashem said to Noach, Avei Behema, Shechayin Rosh Eivar and Shalom. You could only bring an animal that is whole, that doesn't have any missing organs. Hi, asked the Gemara, but how can we say that that's what we learned from that pasuk? Hi, mikol chai, that pasuk is needed to teach us lemutei treifa, that an animal that's a treifa cannot be brought, as a carbon. Says the Gemara, mechachi is zera nafka. That a treifa cannot be brought, we learned from a hachis zera. And a treifa cannot have children, and therefore, when the Torah says that the animal has to be an animal, a hachi zera, that can have offspring, a treifa is eliminated. Says the Gemara Hanicha, that approach would work. Leman dama treifa, the Yeledis, we're going to have a Gemara Masech Techulin that's going to discuss the loch of treifa. And the Gemara is going to speak about a treifa, if it can or can't have children. So according to the man dama, that treifa and the Yeledis, we could learn from lahachi zera. El leman dama treifa Yeledis, why would Lahach Yezera eliminate a treifa? Amakra says the Mara, the way we know that not a treifa, itach b'damelach. Everybody that was brought in had to be similar to Noach, and Noach was not a treifa. Says the Gemara, v'dilma Noach gufa treifa hava, Noach was a treifa. So ask the Rishonim, that whenever we learn about a treifa, Mitzvah Shem, Masech Techulin, we're going to spend a lot of time learning about a treifa, the Gemara describes a treifa as someone that can't live 12 months. Noach lived 300 years after the Mabel. So how could anybody suggest that Noach was a treifa? Says the Gemara, so the Rashba says that there's a machloikis in Masech Techulin of treifa chaya or treifa ena chaya, and this mandam is going to follow the mandam of the treifa chaya. The other pshat is that this halacha that a treifa is one that can't live 12 months longer was only said by animals. By humans, that's not what makes into a treifa. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara is learning now that Noach wasn't a treifa. First of all, I want to say the way we know that a treifa can't be used is because it has to be similar to Noach. And the Gemara says maybe Noach was a treifa. Tamim Ksebe, says the Gemara, the Pasuk describes Noach as a tzaddik tamim. Tamim presumably means that he was whole, not with a treifa. Maybe ask the Gemara, Dilma tamim bedrachav. Maybe what it means is that his behavior was whole. Says the Gemara, his behavior we learn from tzaddik Ksebe. Says the Gemara, Dilma, but the Pasuk, when it says Tzadik and Tamim, are both reflecting the way he behaved. Tamim bedrachav, he had midos tovus. But Tzadik, that means he had good behavior, his character. But Tzadik b'masav, in his actual carrying out, he lived like a Tzadik. But we don't have a right that he wasn't a treifa. Says the Gemara, "Loim matzus amid noich gufa treifa." However, the Gemara says we find it untenable to assume that noich was a treifa. This alkadatik noich treifa have, says the Gemara, if we're going to suggest that noich was a treifa, what did the Torah say? Amalei rachmana. The Torah said itoch, that the animals you bring in should be similar to you. So if we'll say that noich wasn't a treifa, so we could understand the instruction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him an instruction that just like you're a treifa, you're not a treifa, the animals you bring should also not be a treifa. But if we're going to say, this akadatach noich treifa, if we're going to say noich was a treifa, omle rachmana, so the Torah is giving him specific instruction, the kavasach ayil shleim loitayil, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him specifically instructions that I don't want you to bring something which is, I want you specifically to bring a treifa? So says the Gemara, so hashtad nanafka me'itach. Now that we learn from that a treifa is eliminated from lahachyas itach. Zer, lahachyas zer alamali, from the word itach. So lahachyas zer alamali, says the Gemara, I itach havamina, if the Torah would have just said that Noach should bring animals to the teva, itoch, havamina, letzafsa, ba'alma. The purpose of the animals to be there should be that he should be not there himself. And therefore, even an animal which is a zokin and can't have children, saurus, which is sterile, can't have children, kamashman, that's why we have another pasuk to teach us, lach yezera, that the purpose of bringing these animals was that they should have offspring and continue the world after the world of the mabul. And therefore, from here we learn that, that's how we learn that such an animal, which is mechusar eivor, such animals are possible for a carbon. Amar Rabbi Elazar, menayin l'shech b'em l'makulis, shuchayif. If somebody shechs an animal for a makulis, even though that's not the way the makulis is typically worshipped, he's chayif. Shenemar, the pasuk says regarding the pasuk in parashas in Sefer VeYikra that speaks about bringing kabanas to the Mishkan, v'lo yizbechu oid es zevcheim l'seirim shehoim zoynim achreim. We're not allowed to bring a karm tavoyd azorah. Vim eina inyan l'kedarka, and the pasuk says the Gemara is not speaking about a case where that's the way this avoyd azorah is worshipped, because the pasuk already says a different pasuk. That the Torah says that we're not allowed to worship the Avodah Zarah the way they worship the Avodah Zarah. So if this Avodah Zarah is worshipped by bringing Kabbanis, that Pasuk already tells us it's Asur. Tanei Inu, we're going to learn this Pasuk to teach us, that even if this is not the way the Avodah Zarah is worshipped, it's Asur. Ask the Gemara, V'hala Hachid Asa, is that the Pasuk, that the purpose of this pasuk to teach us that a behema that's brought, that even if an animal was slaughtered for avodah zarah, even though that's shloi kedarka, even though that's not the way this avodah zarah is worshipped, yichayiv? Ask the Gemara, mebayle lechatanya, it's needed to teach us the pasuk by shchutei chutz, that the halacha is yinal ad shecht, a carbon outside of the base of Migdosh. And the pasuk says, v'pesach ha'emei lo'iviyu, v'hakav carbon la'ashem, after the Beis HaMikdash was put up, if an animal was brought, was designated to be Hegdish, that the halacha is that the pasuk is saying, Shekdishim Shasis Abamas, that you're not allowed to bring that carbon only in the Beis HaMikdash. However, you were Magdish the animal, Abamas were ready Asur, and a Krivim Shasis Abamas. And then you brought that animal outside the Beis HaMikdash when Bamas were already Asur. Shrei Anshin Omer, the Torah says, the Oynish for such an Aver, Shneva, Pesach Ayamayid Laiviyu, Lahak of Kabbal Hashem, the Nikrasa Ha'ish Ha'hu Mikarev Amay. So the Torah is very clear, Oynish Shemanu, the Torah is teaching us that you get Kuris for doing this. Oyn Azhar Minayim, but as we learn often, Ein Oynshim, elements came as hearing, and only if the Torah tells us something is usur, and also, and then tells us the oynish are you chayiv. So where do we know that we're not allowed to be magdish and be makriv a carbon outside the base of Mikdash when we're in the base of Middash, you're standing. Tamalayma, Hisham Lacha Pentala Le Secha, become Makam Shatira. Ukid Rav Oven Amrabila, Dom Rav Oven Amrabila, come Makam Shem Pen Va'al. When the Torah uses these words, Eina Ela Belaisa say, the Torah is coming to teach us Hisham Lacha. The Torah with the words Hisham Lacha are coming to teach us that one is not allowed to bring the carbon outside. The Pasuk says, V'sham b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, lasas as a Shabbos. And many of Farshim ask, Shabbos is Sheval Taisa. Shabbos means not to do something. So how do we understand when the Pasuk says, lasas as a Shabbos? So the Mepharshim explain that lasas a Shabbos means that a person shouldn't just not do malach on Shabbos, but a person should also have the machshava toiva to do what you're supposed to do on Shabbos, to observe Shabbos properly. So that's pshat. V'sham b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. We should do, how should we do, how do we observe Shabbos? Lasas as a Shabbos. That we should have the machshava that we don't want to do what's wrong on Shabbos. That's the lasis to shamer. It's a lav, not to think about other things. The pasuk says, "As mishpatai tasu, as mechukaisai tishmeru, as chukaisai tishmeru, lachs b'mani Hashem lekeichem." The sefer Be'er Menachem explains, a person is not only supposed to be an oivet Hashem in his act, but he also has to be a shavir Hashem in everything that he does. As maspatay tasu, spatay tasu is to do the mitzvah asay. Veschukaisai tishmeru, and we let's learn in our Gemara that whenever it says hishamar means a lois asay. If you will be a person that's tishmeru, that you're makbet to do all the mitzvahs, if you're a person that's going to tasu, you do all the mitzvahs asay, and then you do the tishmeru, and you don't do all the lois asay, then you will be a person, says the pasuk, that you are doing lachs b'nei Hashem Elokeichem. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to serve him is both with the mitzvahs asay and the mitzvahs lois asay. Mikan, says the Gemara, the pasuk, the Gemara continues the b'raisa. Mikan, the pasuk l'shev v'yu ve'elach. What's that pasuk coming to talk about? As we said before, the Beis HaMikdash was up, you were allowed to bring an abomah. And somebody designated a carbon at that time, but by the time he brings the actual carbon, v'krivim b'shas isra abomas. The Beis HaMikdash is standing, and he brought the carbon outside an abomah. Shnem l'mana shiviv b'nei Yisrael zavchem Hashem zoivchim. Teach us, zavchem Hashem zoivchim, shetat l'cha kfar, the kabbonis that you're allowed to bring on the bama, but not halacha is, since the base of Mikdash is standing, al pnei asada, melamed, the pasuk is teaching us, the kol shezveich b'bama b'shas isa b'mas, if you bring a carbon on a bama, when b'mas are no longer permitted, ma'alav akus v'kila zavach pnei asada, it's like you did avodah zara. V'vil Hashem, it's a mitzvah asay, that there's a mitzvah asay, to bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvahs loisa say minayin. How do we know that you violate a mitzvahs loisa say if at that point that carbon you bring outside the Beis HaMikdash? Tamalaymer, v'la yizbuchu oida zechveyim. Yochliyein a karish. We would think that you even get karis, just like if somebody was magdish an animal when bamas are asur and brought an abama. We learned a moment ago there's a chiv karis. Here, even though you were magdish it when bamas are permitted, but if you brought it on a bummer when bummers are no longer permitted, you'll get chorus as well. Tamaloymer, chukas olam tia zois lahem. Zois lahem, when you were magdish and makriv, b'shas isa bummers is their chiv chorus. V'loya cheres lahem, not under other circumstances. But the bottom line is that this pasuk of la yizbuchu ezevcheyim is to teach us this halacha, that if you were magdish the animal when bummers are permitted, and you will makrivit when bamas are not permitted, it's asur. So how can we say that it's coming to teach us that if you bring an animal as a carbon for a, if you bring an animal for a carbon in a, where even though that's not the, for Avodah Zorah, even though that's not the way that Avodah Zorah is worshipped, Yechayiv. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, the two limudim from this pasuk. One is Kribei v'lo yizbechu. That pasuk says v'lo yizbechu. The Kribei and the pasuk also add the word v'lo oid. So there's two separate psukim, two separate halachas. V'lo yizbechu is that you're not allowed to shecht for carbon. V'lo oid, and you, for avodah zarah, carbon under any circumstances. And v'lo oid teaches to teach us that even afterwards, that the, even if you were makrivit, magdashit b'shas heter abamas, you can't be makrivit if the base of English is already standing. As we mentioned earlier, our Shia teaches us the Mishnah, matzah b'roshei mos, if you found on top of the avodah zarah money, or kelim, hare elu matarim, they're permissible. However, if you found it on top of the avodah zarah parchilei avnovim, grapes, atarish shel shibolim, grain, yenis, shmanim v'saltois, the kol davish yetz b'karva gal mizbeach, or any type of item that's put on the mizbeach, in those cases, it's usur. In those cases, it's usur b'ano. So Rashi says, when it says here, b'roishoy, it means b'roishoy shel makulas. And the because there, that's where it has a head. It has a top. And Tosfos Rid says, the why are we speaking about specifically over and over the Avodah Zarah Makulas? As we learned and will learn, there were many other types of Avodah Zarah. So the Tosfos Rid answers that as we've been learning, the way the Makulas was worshipped, it was worshipped by throwing stones at it. So the worship of this Avodah Zarah was done specifically in a very non-respectful manner. And since it was done in a non-respectful manner, there maybe should be no concept of a noi, of something beautiful associated to this Avodah Zarah, given that this whole Avodah Zarah was worshipped only that way. That's why the Gemara is teaching us, the Mishnah is teaching us, that even Avodah Zarah that's worshipped in such a non-respectful fashion, there is still a concept of noi by such a Avodah Zarah. Ask the Rambam and Mili for where do we notice then? Says the Gemara, Amar Avchi, by Yosef, Amar Boishia, Kosef Echer, Omer, one pasuk says, Vatiru, Shikutseim, Veskuleim, Eitz, Ve'even, Kesef, Vezov, Asher, Imoim. So we see from here that anything that's attached to the Avodah Zarah, Asher, Imoim, anything that's attached to the Avodah Zarah is Asur. Kosef Echer, Omer, Loisach, Mekesef, Vezov, Ve'aleim. So here it says, just Kesef Azov, not Eitz Ve'Evet, Hakev said. Imohim, when the Pasuk Imohim, Hodim Yudai Leim. One Pasuk says the word Ashi Imohim, and one Pasuk says Ashi Leim. Imohim and Aleim have to be similar. Ma Aleim Dovah Shalnoi Osur. If it's something nice, it's Osur. Shein Shalnoi Mutter. Kesef Azov is something nice. Af Imohim, Dovah Shalnoi Osur. Shein Shalnoi Mutter. So from here we see it has to be something which beautifies the Avodah Zarah. Vei ma'aleim dumya de imohem. My imam komash imohem. Anything. Imam refers to anything. Afaleim mash aleim kol aleim. Even if it doesn't beautify. So the Marav, that's the only requirement that it's attached to the Avodah Zarah. So then the Torah wouldn't have had to say kesev azov aleim. The Torah would have just said imam, and we would learn that anything that's connected to the Avodah Zarah is asur. Says the Gemara that if you found money on top of the Avodah Zarah, it's mutter. But ask the Gemara, mos davar shonai hu, isn't money something that people appreciate? So why is it not asur? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yanai, b'kis kosh v'toli b'tzavarei. When you have money tied around the neck of the Avodah Zarah, that is not in any way an act of beautification. Ask the Gemara, Ksus Dama Davish Noihu. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah said that we found Ksus. Why is Ksus not considered Davish Noi? and the Mishnah says it's mutter. Answers the Gemara, Amar Debei Rav Yana, b'ksus mekupelus menachsel aroishoy, that if it's just put, you deposit it on the round the neck, on top of the head of the Avodah Zarah garment, it's completely meaningless. Kli davashanoihu, says the Gemara, another question, but what about a keli? Isn't that considered something shanoi? Answers the Gemara, Amar Papa b'ksif le meshkita arisha. We found a keli that's put on top, upside down, on the head of the Avodah Zarah. Certainly that can't be considered an act of respect, of noi. Arav Asi Barchia, Kol Shulufnim LaKlikin, any Avodah Zarah, anything that was within the partition, the mechitza that's around the Avodah Zarah, Afilu Mayim Melech, even if it's water or salt, Osir. Because the assumption is that anything that's brought there is that's in that place is takruvus shalavod zara, and since it's takruvus shalavod zara, and Rashi explains, even if it's not the way, even these are not items that are normally used in the service of this avod zara, still, if it's so close to the avod zara, it's considered takruvus avod zara. The Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban says that they're not considered takruvus avodah zarah, they're considered mishamshei avodah zarah. Chutz l'kliklim, but if they're outside of this partition, if it's a davar shanoi, as we've just been discussing, something that's used for beautification, then it will be asur. But she'ena shanoi mutar. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, Naktinan, and Kilkalin, that they did not, there's no such a concept of a partition, bein lefar, loy lefar v'loy l'makos. There's no concept of klikin. They didn't have this partition. Says the Merlamai, what do you mean when we say that this halacha doesn't apply by those of Avodah Zarah? Ilem dafil ulfnim kechutzdami, that anything that's next to the Avodah Zarah is mutter, v'shari, hashtad purei mefrarin. If we defecate in front of the Avodah Zarah, we throw by par, we throw stones by the makulis, ma'im melech. So we're going to say Mayim Melech, which are certainly much more respectful, should be Loi Makrimele, should not be Osir. Therefore, says the Gemara Ella, Afil Mechutz Kivifnim. What's meant is that even though by other Avodah Zarahs we spoke about the concept of differentiating between Chutz and Pnim, says the Gemara, when we speak about these Avodah Zarahs, there's no difference. The chutz and the pnim are all the same, and anything that's found in their proximity is asur. Says the Mishnah, Avod Tzkavim Shoyel Legino Amerchetz, if an Avodah Zarah has a garden or a bathhouse, Nana Memena Shloi B'Toiva. We could use it, Shloi B'Toiva. Ve'ei Nana Mehen B'Toiva. But we can't use a B'Toiva. Shalav V'Shal Acherim. But Ha'ya Shalav V'Shal Acherim. But if the Avodah Zarah belongs to the Avodah Zarah and other people as well, then the halacha will be Nenemem Bein Metayvish Bein Shloi B'Tayva. Avodah Kavim Shloi V'Kacham Masur Miyad, this halacha that we've been discussing, the halacha is that Avodah Zarah V'Nachri becomes Osir immediately, whereas the Avodah Zarah of the Yisrael, She Yisrael Enen Surah, the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael in a surah chetavid doesn't become as until it's actually worship. So the Mishnah used the words taiva and shloi b'taiva. Rashi explains taiva means to pay for the services, and shloi b'taiva means not by not paying for it. And the Ritva says that even if the money that's used is not used for avodah zarah purpose, still there's a concern of Maris Ayin when somebody pays, and that's why it's Osir. The Rabbeinu Tam explains that Shloi V'Toiva means a debt of gratitude. Therefore, says the Ramban, says Rabbeinu Tam, the way to understand the Mishnah, you can't even use these facilities for free, and that's what it means, because if you're going to use it for free, you're going to owe them a thank you. And according to this, says Rabbeinu Tam, people used to use different mills or different services that were owned by the Avodah Zarah, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, since people pay for the use, So if I pay for the use, I don't owe them a thank you, and therefore I could use them and pay them. But says the Bach, says it's only in a case where the mill is in constant use. And since the mill is in constant use, so when the Jew uses it and pays for it, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Avodah Zarah doesn't really get any benefit. Because if the Jew wouldn't have used it at that moment, he could have easily found another customer. And since he could have easily found another customer, he doesn't have any favor from you. The Rishonim and Achronim discuss this opinion. And he says, why can't we owe a thank you to them? Because we don't want a connection. If we owe them a thank you, then there's a concern, says the Meiri, that one will become connected to them and become connected to their ways of Avodah Zarah. Another explanation that the Mishnah Melech suggests is that by saying thank you to the Avodah Zarah, we give it credibility. And when we give it credibility, not only that, as we learned at the beginning in the Masechta, what happens under these circumstances is that the person who is the priest or the Ovid Avodah Zarah will now go and thank the Avodah Zarah for the relationship that happened, that was created between him and the Jew. And in order that we should avoid that, that's why the halacha is that we shouldn't, under any circumstances, say thank you and connect to the Avodah Zarah. Amar Baya, so we go back to these words that we just discussed, the word betoiva. Betoiva means betoiva sakaimrim. Again, Rashi's pshat, that we're paying them. Shloi betoiva, shloi betoiva. We're not paying them. The fuki, toiva savdeh, if you're giving money, not to the Avodah Zarah itself, or to the priest, to the people that worship it, shari, that will be permitted. Ikdamasnei a sefer. But some explain what we just learned regarding the sefer. We learned that the sefer, the Mishnah, Hayashalav Shalachirim, if the Avodah Zarah, if the Merchatz, if the bathhouse or the garden belong both to the Avodah Zarah and to others, Nenen Behem Betoiva Shloi Betoiva. Om Rabbi, to which Abai explains that what the Mishnah mean, Betoiva Betoiva Sacherim, that when you're paying, you be careful only to pay not the Avodah Zarah. Shloi Betoiva, Shloi Betoiva Sacherim, when you don't pay, but you don't pay the priest. So says the Mamad the Masnia Sefer, the one that says in the Sefer that you're only allowed to have benefit if you're careful not to pay the priest. Koshken Areshu, with a whole garden and the whole bathhouse belong to the Avodah Zarah, that it's usur under any circumstances. Man the Masnia Areshu, but the one that learned what Abai said on the Reisha. So in the Reisha, we have to be very careful. Since this Avodah Zarah belongs exclusively to this garden, and Merchatz belong exclusively to the Avodah Zarah. But in the Sefer, Kivin Dik Achem Bada, since in the Sefer, it's not owned exclusively by the Avodah Zarah, so not only are you allowed to pay, but since it's not only owned by the Avodah Zarah, if you don't, then we'll learn that Afil B'Tavis Kavim, even if you pay the priest, Nami Shapadami, it's also permissible, given that we have an Avodah Zarah that isn't owned only, given that we have an Avodah Zarah that isn't owned only by the Kaimran.